Blog Talk Radio.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I can see the truth for the world I held on to. And I never, never would have made it. Oh, I never could have made it. Somebody just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm strong, I'm wise, I'm better, much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. I'm better, so much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it. Tell him, never could have made it. Oh,
I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare, never would have made it. Never could have made it. I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm strong. I'm wise. I am better. So much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I have you to hold on to. But I never would have made it. I never could have made it without you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, I, God Almighty, never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Sing it one more time. All I need is it one more time. Everybody say it with me.
You heard was by Marvin Sapp, Never Would Have Made It. And I just want to thank God for Jesus. I'm Prophet Shirley Kane with When to Walk to Jesus Ministry, the ministry that helps the lost and the hopeless to find their way to Jesus. And yes, it's been a while since you have heard my voice. And I want you to know only the grace and mercy of God that I'm once again sharing the word of God. I've been out of commission for a while, and God has done some things in my life, and he's proven himself. And I just thank God for each of you. I welcome each of you that's joining with me on tonight. May God bless you and sustain you in everything you do. And I always like to encourage you before getting into the word. And I want you to know that God has not forgotten us. And it seems as if the days are getting longer and the world is at a standstill. But I want you to know that God is doing some things and God is about to release some things to his people. You just keep dreaming and keep believing and keep living with expectations and know that God is about to do a supernatural overflowing blessing in your life. And just to let you know that everything we need is at his disposal. And what a mighty God we serve. Right now, we just need to magnify his holy name. For he is truly, truly worthy to be praised. And I just want to encourage you to always be thankful for his mercy and his goodness. And I'm going to play another song. And this song is by Andre Crouch, Let the Church Say Amen. And then we're going to have a word of prayer. And we're going to get into this word and hear what God is speaking to us.
I want to introduce to you right now your friend. To me, he is one of the best interpreters of song and spoken word. My friend, Pastor Marvin Wyman. Be blessed.
Let the church say amen.
Mm-hmm.
Let the church,
everybody,
say amen.
So let
let the church
say
amen. Yeah. Can I get a
witness? Let the church
oh.
say amen.
To what his plans are.
Let the
to what his word is.
Our spirits and our minds, And we counsel the devil plots and plans right now in the name of Jesus. We pray that the word will go forth, that it will penetrate our hearts, that we may examine ourselves and change our attitude, that we not be only hearers but doers of the word of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, amen. I have two texts that I'm going to speak. First one is going to be coming from Galatians, the 5th chapter, the 13th through the 14th verse. And it says, "For you were called to be free. Brothers only, don't use the freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but serve one another through love. For the entire law is fulfilled in one statement: love your neighbor as yourself." And the second scripture is going to come from 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, also the 16th through the 19th verse. And it says, "Rejoice always, pray constantly, give thanks in everything, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Don't stifle the Spirit." May God give a blessing to the reading of both of those scriptures that I read you from both of those texts. And what I want to talk about tonight is the freedom to worship in spirit and truth. Freedom to worship in spirit and in truth. And many of us are in bondage of past, present, and future troubles. We never know when trouble will hit us or come our way. We never know that troubles we may not know about, know how or why did it happen. Trouble that disturbs our peace of mind, our carefree and stable lifestyle. Many of us are crying and aloud and shouting, "Where is God? I hear it all the time. Forgotten about us? Does he see what's happening to us?" Many of us even feel like our freedom to serve and worship God is taken in another dimension. And believe it or not, it has been taken in another dimension. It's not about maintaining your soul. It's about getting all the wealth and the riches and the feel-good sermons that we could hear, feel-good words that can be given to us. And there are many that has been in bondage for most of their lives. And I want you to know that Jesus died for our freedom. And he very much wants us to be free, free to enjoy his presence, free to be who he have called us to be, free to do greater works, free to experience the glory of the kingdom of God, free to know him and his presence, free to feel the outstretched wings that cover you, free to receive his word of encouragement, free to allow the gifts of the Holy Spirit to minister to your spirit. And even when we are stricken with all that trouble, Jesus wants us to come forth in this hour because he wants to strengthen us. He wants to give us the assurance that we can be free if we trust in him and if we allow him to take every problem, every situation, storm, wilderness experience, and allow us the opportunity, freedom, to cast all our cares on him. Because he cares about you. He cares about me. He cares about all of us. And we got to understand that we got to let Jesus give us the strength to get through it. Because God has brought you in the fullness of this season. And we must be positioned where we can experience the freedom and the liberty that's meant for us. We got to embrace change. For many, it will be small things that need to be tweaked, improved, or rearranged. For others, it will be the need to exchange or replace that which is broken. And for some, it will be a time of complete renovation. And I'm talking about your spiritual physical condition as well as your emotional, your mental, and your physical environment. The Lord is preparing us for the days ahead that will require soundness of the spirit, the soul, and the body. It will allow us to make the most of the opportunities that are presented to us. And you can't know that if you're not connected or in a relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There are so many churchgoers who really don't have a relationship with Jesus. They hear the word, it stirs their emotion, but it never stirs their spirit. It never penetrates or impacts their lives to display growth or become fruitful. And it sounds like I'm being judgmental, but I am just speaking what is the truth and what is really going on, what I see every day. How do I know? Because people will call and they will share with you some things, and it's like, okay, I'm hearing you, my sister or my brother. But have you really, really talked to God about it? Are you really, really standing in the need of Jesus handling your problems? Because some problems can't handle for you. Some things is not made for others to handle. Some things you have to give it to Jesus. We got to have hope in Jesus. And then we got to have great expectations of his goodness and his mercy. We got to help people to be free. We got to share the gospel of Jesus. And yes, I must admit, even myself, stand in the need of love. Stand in the need of direction. Need to know how to make Jesus the head of their lives. We have to be connected. John 15 talks about the true vine and the Father is the vine dresser. If we are not connected, he cut away that which is not fruitful. He then pruned whatever's in our life so that we may become fruitful. We have to abide with him. We have to be connected to him. We can't bear some fruits. We can't bear all fruits without him. Our spirit will reflect the fruits in us by what we say, how we treat people, how we walk, how we share the word of God. We can't just make up any doctrine and try to doctor up the doctrine, the true doctrine word of God, just to make people feel good. And it's okay to encourage them. It's a difference in saying things to make them feel good and encouraging them with what God says and his promises of his word. Because we can say things, but do we really mean it? God's word stands solid. And everything that encourages us, it stands solid. And it is meant to carry us and to encourage us. You want fruits that carry favor wherever you go. You want fruits that can speak whatever you say, and it shall be. God freely give us all things to enjoy on this earth. And in this book of Galatians, the 5th chapter, Paul begins by teaching us about the slogan of spiritual liberty. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. It is Christ that lived, died, and was resurrected so that we may be free. We got to stand firm, and we can't let ourselves be a burden by a yoke of slavery, of unbelief, and false doctrine, and tricking people to believe a lie. Got to stand on the word of God. 1 Peter 2:16, it says, live as people who are free, not using your freedom as a cover for evil, but living as servant of God. We already know that hurt people, and they are quick to go to mischief to see others hurt just like them. I have observed many that say they are saved, and they look down on those who are not saved, or they judge them as being a lost hope forever. Listen to me. And I'm saying this out of love. Those of us who say we are saved, you have not been saved all your life. God or somebody had to help you through your mess. And we can't possibly think now that we are perfect in Jesus. We help others by telling them about the love of Jesus, no matter where they are in their life. We got to allow God to do the work in them. Only God knows the plans he has for their life. We got to allow God to give them choices to give their life to Jesus. And this is God's business, and he created every living creature through his glory. Only God knows the plans for their lives, and we have to allow them the freedom to choose. The Bible tells us not to use our freedom to indulge the flesh, rather serve one another humbly in love. Meaning we can't be mean and ugly and nasty, because that means our flesh is working. Being free does not give us freedom so we can live selfishly. That would be slavery to our passion. But he allows us to live the way of heaven, which is love. And no doubt about it, when you are holding grudges and malice and unforgiveness in your heart, it is no way you are free, because you are prisoner to yourself. So many of us think maliciously against people and their actions. And see, I'm one of those that do not go back and forth arguing with people about anything. That is habit that I really don't need while I'm going through my health issues. Being free means you are at peace. You can love yourself. You can love others. People that's not at peace, they don't know anything else but to bring havoc in other people's lives. And there's a scripture for them that comes from 2 Timothy 2:26. It says they may come to their senses and escape from the snare of the devil after being captured by him to do his will. You can be loose from the devil's snare. You can ask for deliverance and release the prisoner in you. You can have the right relationship with Jesus and fully connected to his will. You can actually know that your spirit is at ease and you are free. And I know many don't want to hear what I'm talking about because they feel like, well, this person done me wrong, or this person got a bad attitude, or this person don't want no help, and they rejecting me. And I don't want to waste my time with them. But that is not the attitude that we should have. And I know it's hard to love unloving people, but they are the ones that need love the most, because they don't know love. They've never known love. They've never had the embracement of love. They've always been beat down, and they have been backbitten, and people have misused them, talked about it, discarded them from their lives. Freedom is not the right to do as one please, but the power and the capacity both to the will and to do as one ought. Because when you can stand against the test of those bad attitudes, those unloving people, that means that you are free. You're not bogged down with what they're saying or how they are treating you and how they feel towards you. You love them anyway. True freedom is never freedom from responsibility, but responsibility for the right choices. Freedom is an inner contentment with who we are in Christ and what we have. We have the freedom to worship him in spirit and truth. It means to covet only heavenly treasure. It means the willingness and the ability to allow God to be in control of your life. It means single-mindedness, which turned the control of one life over to Christ. And that frees us psychologically, and it gives the ability, give us the ability or the choice to follow Jesus. It means the liberty for self-responsibility to both God and man under the grace of God. But let us understand that freedom is particularly concerned with human relationships, which flow from right relationship with God through faith in Jesus Christ and the ministry of the Holy. And I know someone may say, this is not what I want to hear. I want to hear how I can become wealthy and how I can have a carefree life and how I can be perfect. I'm sorry, but standing on the word of God and seeking them first, the kingdom of God will bring all of that to you. But that should not be the first and the only thing you could think about, because we got to maintain that soul. We got to have that spirit of joy. We got to be free to be able to love and to serve and to worship. Mark 8:33-35 shows that the true freedom flows out of total commitment to Jesus Christ. Sometimes we need to take a moment and free our minds from everything. Just shut down and devote ourselves totally to Jesus. I do it quite often, because if I didn't, I would lose my mind because of the pressure of people and of the world and the things that's going on, the things that we're facing in our personal life. And when you lose your life in devotion to him and his purposes, you are turning the control of yourself over to him, and you will find true freedom. You will find peace, the freedom to be what we were designed to be and experience true joy. We got to use our freedom to indulge ourselves and never satisfy the inner longings of the heart without thinking of others. And I know someone may say, well, why I got to share? God blessed me with it. Well, God said he likes a cheerful giver, not in just money, but of your time, of your love, of your encouragement. Because it destroyed the soul capacity to relate to others, and it will lead us to neglect the gifts that are in us. Our gifts are not for us. Our blessings is not just for us. You be a blessing to others, and God will continue to bless you. And it don't take much out of true love to serve one another, because Christ served us. And he served us out of his love. While we are never entirely free in this life and from the evil desire that stems comes from our fallen human nature, we can experience victory over it through the Holy Spirit. But that does not mean that we won't have any obstacles or sickness or money problems or mistreated and rejected by those that are the tender. It means that Jesus Christ has taken it to the cross, and we can trust Jesus to make our burdens lighter. Jesus will help us see our way in any situation. Problems sometimes come our way so that it can remind us to look to the author and the finisher of our life. We want to stress out and we want to go to everyone but Jesus with our problems. And sometimes when it's all said and done, Jesus is the one that you find out you need. I want you to know we are all victims of 2 Corinthians 4:8 through 10. We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. We are persecuted, but not forsaken. We are struck down, but not destroyed. Always caring about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is the life of Jesus also may be manifested in us. We are responsible for having a good foundation in our home, in our children's school, in our community, in our churches, by being aware of the needs and making a difference in people's lives. Our liberties was built upon basic Bible principle. And it is for this very reason that we have become the great nation. And in this present time, it just seems like everything is in turmoil, and it is. People have lost hope, and they're turning away from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. How can we bounce back? How can we win the fight? Well, let me help you. Philippians 2:14-15 say, do all things without grumbling or questioning, that you may be blameless and innocent, children of God without blemish in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation, among whom you shine as light in the world. This is when you know you are free in Christ. And I believe on the word of God, 2 Chronicles 7:14, that says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and forgive them their sins and heal their land. We got to not let anything stand in the way that freely give us the opportunity to be able to enjoy the things of the earth. It only gets in your way to distract you from your happiness. Happiness is what you make up in your mind that you want to have, and not be controlled by others what is best for you. That scripture is the freedom that we are being offered by our Lord and Jesus Christ. And I believe it's a key to a better world. Many may not utilize the opportunity to worship, but we have to lead by example to the unsaved world. Because we are a chosen generation. We're a royal priesthood and a holy nation that's called out of darkness into his marvelous light. And my brothers and sisters, for far too long, we have stood solemnly by the wayside, and we have allowed the devil and his evil forces to hack away at the foundation of our country. Isaiah 53:6 said, Jesus said, the Son of Man is come to seek and save that which is lost. Luke 19:10 say, without Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you are condemned already to the devil's hell. John 3:18 says, but God has provided a way out for you. You can escape the fires of hell by setting your feet upon the solid foundation, which is the Lord Jesus Christ, because Jesus is the path you will need to enter into heaven. 2 Corinthians 3:17, it clearly states, now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. No matter how the foundation of this world, no matter how it seems as if God is no longer present in your life, no matter how challenging it may become to worship him, I want you to always know that John 8:32 allow you to know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And John 3:16-17 says, God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. And I know many will not understand what I'm saying here. Because many will question it because they will not let it resonate in their spirit what the true word of God is. They go by hearsay and what others say or think. But what do God say? What do the words say in the Bible? We got to have a knowledge of what God is saying. You know, the words say, my people perish because of a lack of knowledge. We got to acknowledge him. And hopefully we can encourage someone to stand up and fight for our God-given freedom. Why? There is still time. In my closing, be free to worship our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in spirit and in truth. Amen. Closing in prayer. Thank you, Jesus, for your word, and I would like to give anyone who don't know you as their Lord and Savior, I pray, dear God, that they will ask you to come into their lives and to cleanse them and to cleanse them from all unrighteousness, and that they will forgive for their sins, and that they will repent, and that they will surrender totally to you, Lord, because you are the only way. They can try anything that they want, but if it ain't about you, it's no hope. And I am not here to condemn anyone that don't follow Jesus or know Jesus, because I was once you. I knew him, but I didn't want to connect to him because I didn't see, I wasn't able to decipher what the good times I was having compared to what you were able to do in serving the Lord. Process is a change. The Bible says that you become a new creation. Old things pass away and all things become new. And when I met Jesus and I made up in my mind to accept him as my Lord and Savior, my life changed, and it changed for the better. And I would not serve anything but the Lord. I'm not saying that you got to stand uprightly and be perfect at the moment that you ask him to come into your life, because it's a process. He'll have to do a work in you. All you need to do is, you broken, you need to just bring all the broken pieces to him, and he will make you brand new. Do it while you have time, because time is of an essence, and Jesus is coming back real soon. So I pray that you will make Jesus your choice. Heavenly Father, I pray that you, Almighty God, will bless us and make us fruitful and multiply us, that we may be an assembly of people that will have peace, love, and freedom to live through you. Heavenly Father, I ask you to cause your anointing to break and destroy every yoke of bondage in our lives in the name of Jesus. I ask you, Heavenly Father, that you will fill our minds with the gifts and the Spirit of Christ, with love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. Father, we bow down and worship and praise you. We apply your word in our heart, soul, and mind. Bless us, Lord, from the tops of our head to the soles of our feet. We come against Satan and the devil. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ, and we render him harmless and powerless. We nullify his power. We destroy the power. We cancel the power of any evil spirit, demonic spirit, evil strong men, messengers of Satan that try to come into our presence, in our homes, in our finance, our ministry. I ask you, Lord, to release everything prepared for us before the foundation of the world. anything that pertains to our lives, our ministry, our calling. Thank you, dear God, that you have called us to do great works for you. We ask you to release all finances and resources that we can do the work of your kingdom. We shall not and will not accept substitutes in the name of Jesus. We declare that every resource necessary for us to fulfill your work and your plans and your purposes, that it will come to us without delay. And we thank you, dear God, in advance for meeting every need and answering every request, that your laws that govern this prayer and all spiritual warfare strategies and tactics are binding by your word and the power of the Holy Spirit. We continue to declare that people are healed, that they are delivered, and that they are set free from bondage, from discouragement, from hurt, suicide, lost souls, broken families, broken marriages. We pray, dear God, that all of those things, that you will restore the joy and rejuvenate relationship and marriages. Father, that you will speak to those who feel like suicide, that they should live and not die. That your love is more potent than any situation that they are facing. Lord, and I pray for the children that's being taken from their parents. Lord, this world has went crazy. People are more and more heartless and evil. But God, you will show up over this land and you will rectify everything, wrong thing that has been done, that you will correct it and that the evil ones will have to fall down at your feet and ask you to forgive them. I thank you, God, for keeping our body, which is the temple of your Holy Spirit, disease-free. Lord, I thank you by Jesus Christ we are healed. I thank you, God, that whatever we are dealing with in sickness, God, that you will heal our body, our organs, our limbs, our eyesight. Lord, our kidneys, our heart. Lord, even from cancer. And I thank you, God, that you have let me know cancer for your body has been healed. You've given me the word of remission. And I know without a shadow of doubt what you can do for me and others. And I pray, dear God, anyone that's stricken with sickness, that they will believe on you, Lord, that you are the healer. Let the doctor give the prognosis, but let Jesus take over and heal your body. I give you the honor and the glory. I give you all the praises. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And I just say amen and thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I am just so grateful. I don't have anybody on the phone line. I cannot believe this. And I don't know if this is the correct number that Blog Talk gave me, because it's a different number from what I had when I was on Blog Talk. So I'm going to have to get with them, because I'm afraid that they have given the wrong number, because the number that they gave me when I reconnected to them, it didn't work. And so I used my old number, and it brought me right in. So I apologize for anyone that may have tried to call in and that number wasn't a working number. But this word will be posted on Facebook, and you can always go into my archives and listen in to this word. And it's not hard to do. If you just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Prophet Kane, it'll bring up my page, and you can listen in. So since I don't have any callers on the line, I'm going to go ahead and end my segment, and I'm going to go out with this song. And I thank you so, so very much for listening in, for tuning in, and I thank you for your support. And may God just richly bless you. We're in the early part of the week, and I pray that the rest of your week go really, really well, that you're blessed, your expectations are met. And I just thank you that for your prayer. And I just thank God that he able me to once more again to be able to come back on Blog Talk to share the word of God. And let's continue to pray for the children that's being separated from their mother. And I think that so many people are heartbroken over that. And we may not understand it, but God sees and he understands. And God will reign in this situation. So I'm going to play this song. I am Prophet Shirley Cain with Ring the Walk to Jesus Ministry, the ministry that helped the lost and the hopeless to find their way to Jesus. And I just want to say be so very blessed and have a good night and know that God loves you, and so do I.
I got joy in my soul, God is in control. And I say to lose my trail, but I'm singing all is well. He's attacking every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter the attack, I won't let that. The wings walk.